What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM. It's where you can turn big plays into paydays, and we've got an offer for you, and you should take advantage of it. If you are a new BetMGM user, all you have to do is deposit $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video. If you do that, you will get three free months of AwesomeMode Plus Platinum. That gives you access to everything we have to offer at AwesomeMode.com in daily fantasy, season-long, and betting for every single sport. New customers can also start with a $1,000 risk-free bet on that first deposit. So if you want to bet $1,000 out of the gate and you happen to lose, you will get that back in free bets. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know that everything goes live, because today we're a day early because we've got some stuff coming up. We're talking Thursday night football.
I like this because you know what? There's some extra time to secure some value. We were waiting on the news. Let's get right to it. Tyrod Taylor's not playing. So Davis Mills takes over. This spread naturally has ballooned a little bit. I see Carolina sitting as an 8-point favorite right now on the road. They're looking to move to 3-0 and over under a 43. It's not expected to be we talked about Carolina on our Survivor Picks video yesterday. You can go check that out on the channel. I got two. I believe you have one pick.
I do.
All right. You want to dive into it?
Do you want me to go first and just
I'm going first. I was just testing you.
I was ready for it. The video might end when I give mine.
So I was about to say, you don't want to miss Josh Engelman's pick, because all he told me before the show is I could, what was your exact word? I could guess for the next year and I wouldn't get what you picked.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Well, we're going to see if that's true. I'm going to start with something you would never think I'd go to this, but it's very logical. It makes total sense. That's why I picked it. I like the Panthers in the game. I think they truly are just a better team. I didn't want to lay the 8 points. I certainly didn't want to entertain the money line. So I thought, what's the best way to get exposure to them? They have a bet that's halftime, full time. So basically, take a snapshot at halftime, take a snapshot at the end of the game. You got to get both right. Panthers and Panthers. I think the Panthers are going to be leading in half, and I think they're going to win the game. That is only minus 140. So I'm still laying some juice, but the Panthers in the first half is minus 300. They're well over that to win the game on the money line. So basically, I'm saying, okay, I like them to win the first half. If they are winning at halftime, they are most likely going to win this game. They're a sizable favorite anyway. Simple as that. I think this is an easy way to get exposure to the Panthers. You don't have to worry about the spread. You do need them to start a little fast, but at the same time, you're not incurring minus 300 juice or an extreme line for the money line for the game. It's a nice way to get exposure to them. That is where I structured to win one strip of bacon. Panthers win the first half, Panthers win the game.
I like it. I like the Panthers side of this game, but pretty obviously I don't really want to go to rookie quarterbacks that aren't even expected to be good. But that's not the direction I'm going here, although I am going to need a little bit of help from that rookie quarterback. One strip of bacon on Mark Ingram over 2.5 receiving yards at minus 115.
So, yeah, you're right.
Didn't see that coming. Weren't going to get to that one quickly? Week one, Ingram had one target for no catches. Last week, he had two targets for one catch and negative one receiving yard. So this bet has not succeeded yet this season. I think it's a very different scenario this week. I think it's way more likely that Davis Mills has to check down to the backfield than it would have been for Tyrod Taylor. Now, I realize on the surface that this seems like a preposterous bet to make. Ingram plays limited snaps. That backfield is crowded. He's rarely used in the passing game, just in general, not even just this year. But because of the setup of this game, because they're going to a rookie QB, I think he's better than a coin flip to go for more than two receiving yards. One dump off and this one is just simply over. I mean, obviously he needs to get those 2 yards too. He didn't do it last week. I just think it's kind of crazy, given the way that this game is set up, that Mark Ingram is a coin flip at 2.5 receiving yards.
Well, I'll be honest, I haven't given this much thought. My biggest question, and I heard you were just talking there, and I was listening, I'm not going to lie. I was, but don't you worry a little bit. It's not, I agree, Davis Mills is going to be dumping the ball off, but Philip Lindsay and David Johnson more apt to be those guys. Like, Mark Ingram's going to have to, he's never going to be the intended target, in my opinion, on a pass, but he will be out there. And maybe there are just random checkdowns. I'm actually stunned that he's even got any work, even though it was negative yards. That's actually encouraging.
Yeah, I am not excited about this. He does not profile well in this scenario. It's very specific to the fact that Davis Mills is making his NFL debut.
I don't mind attacking a rookie quarterback because I think it is somewhat projectable of what we get from a guy like Davis Mills. He's certainly, I'm sure the goal is going to be to mirror what Tyrod Taylor does so well. Don't lose the game. Just give them a chance at home. Don't throw four interceptions. Check down, be smart, maybe use your legs. I think those things do help Ingram. It's just, will he get the opportunity when they have guys that are actually pass catchers on the team? That's going to be a fun one to sweat, though. That is a great type of bet. My second bet is one of the most traditional generic props out there, but they haven't adjusted the line. It was 49.5 in the last game against the Saints. It's 49.5 here. It's Christian McCaffrey's receiving yards. I'm going to go over. The guy's unbelievable. He had 9 targets and 6 targets in his first 2 games, resulted in 89 and 65 yards. I just don't see it changing. I know it's a short turnaround. I think maybe he's gets somewhat of a reduced workload if the game gets out of hand. I think that'll be more on the carry side, though. He's been having, 20-plus carries in these games. Maybe that's more pedestrian. I think he's still going to be in line for his 5-plus targets no matter what happens. If the game stays close, forget it. He could be upwards of 10 targets. If not, I still think he'll do serious damage, and they're high-value targets. This guy gets in space. He could get there on only a couple catches, and you get bailed out. So unless they start moving this line north of 50 and higher, I think we're blindly backing Christian McCaffrey at this point. He's just too good. He's going to go over that number more often than not. So I look at this situation. I feel very comfortable. And the final thing, most importantly, it's only minus 115. So I'm not laying some extreme amount of juice. It's basically a toss-up. Minus 115 on both sides. I think he does it. I think we clear this. One strip of bacon. Christian McCaffrey over 49.5 receiving yards on Thursday.
I really like both of your bets. I really liked your Aaron Jones bet a couple days ago. So I'm going to be tailing these bad boys. I hope you're tailing me too for Mark Ingram over 2.5 receiving yards. That'll do it, everybody. That is the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM.